After doing, taking bath, doing bath management of Srimati Radhika, as a dasi, Rati Manjari is decorating Srimati Radhika. Giving ornaments, golden, and hira here.
Nose pin.
And Sindur Rekha. And all others decorating. So, today is good that we are meeting only five. So many persons come. So, giving each abhushan, ornament, and kasturi bindu here, tilak, these are called abharan. Abharan. Abharan means not ornaments, but the
decoration.
Pasturiti, tilak, all these things. He is doing abharan and becoming so much happy and making Srimati Radhika so much happy. These things he is giving to Radhika and remembering past times. Srimati Radhika is also remembering all these things and become so happy and so happy. After giving sindoor, tilak and all ornaments, golden necklace and everything here, anguthi, everything. Here, Raghunath Das Goswami is remembering the past times of Krishna and Radhika. Here, smaran means it begins from yama, niyam, asana, pranayama, dhyana, dharana, dhuvan smriti, and last samadhi. There are eight stages of yoga. Patanjali is the master of yoga. Jiva Goswami has accepted something. It is also helpful for our bhakti yoga. He is remembering means we called it, Jiva Goswami has called it Nididhyasan. Nididhyasan means first yam and niyam. Yam means Upadeshama two slokas. First sloka and second sloka. In beginning, krodha vegam jiva udaro pastabe manusha vegam mana vega krodha vega jiva udaro pastabe vegam. All this. This would be stopped. Then atyahar prayasasya prajalpo nimahira janusangasya lolavansya sarvit bhakti vinashyati. This would be stopped. They cannot be stopped. Otherwise, we don't chant or hear Harikatha and Harina. And being in satsanga, being in the association of advanced devotees, this will check off. Otherwise, they will not be. Then utsahat nishyat dharyat tattak karma parvartana sangat tyagat. These are niyam. All they were yama. Which are not helpful, but they are destructive. Bhakti. Then niyam. Utsahat nishyat dharyat tattak karma parvartana sangat tyagat. Sato vritti sadvidhi bhakti prasiddhi. You know the meaning. And after that, dadati pratigrahnati guhyam akhyati pichyati bhumte bhojyate chayo sarvidhat pratilakshana. And after that, jasya krishniti jasya garing tang manasadriyata dikshasti cheta pranata bhishya bhajanta misham susrusya bhajana vigyam mananna manya nindadi sunna hridmipsati sarvalakya. Those who are chanting Krishna name, one time, anyhow, but if they do it by after diksha and with a sambandhagyan, they should be respected with pranam and also from mind. And if they are chanting Harinam always with sambandha jnana, no ninda at all, Vaishnava Parada and all these things, then this should be done pranam, man adara and susrusha. Susrusha means with doing service. Panipatena pariprasnanena sevaya, with three things. And if they're spontaneously, what is the word?
Spontaneously.
They are doing, continuously they are doing so, remembering the first times of Krishna, with no mantra mayi upasana, that is swabhaviki, rasmayi upasana. There are two kinds of upasana. Mantramayi upasana. One, that with dhyan, that is namami ishwaram sachidananda rupam dasat kundalam gokule bhyayamana. No? This is called, I want to see Gopal, Krishna, with folded hand, weeping, and tightened in okhal, udukhal. Yet he is in tightened state, yet he is giving moksha to Kuber and prem to Kuber Putra, sons of. So I want to see always in my heart and with eyes to that Gopal Murti. This is mantramayi upasana. And other is swarasati upasana. Ashtakaliya lila. In a chain, as a garland, so much flowers together gathering in a sutra, in a thread. It is called garland. So swarasati upasana is so many mantramayi upasana are combined there. If a man is doing, if a devotee is doing so, no ninda at all, always doing continuously, then we should serve with our life and soul. And after that, if you have no ruchi, then go on doing. And at last, he told that Krishnam Rupa Charitadi Sukritanamu Kramina Rasana Manasi Niyodhya Tishthan Braje Tadanuragi Jananugami Kalam Nayet Ikhilam Ittupadesha Sari. You know the meaning of this sloka? You know.
Essence of all
that being in Vrindavan, no? being in Vrindavan, especially in the guidance of a Rasik Vaishnava, no? Being in Vrindavan, and especially in the guidance of any Rasik Tattvagya Vaishnava, and he should be very favorable to us, so merciful to devotee. So be in the guidance, always remembering the names connected with the pastimes of Krishna, Damodar, Radha Kanta, Radha Nath, Gopi Nath, Rasa Bihari. The name and the pastimes of Krishna, Rasa Bihari, is connected. So chanting and remembering all these things, being in Vrindavan, in the guidance of Rasik Vaishnava, to chant and remember is the mool niyam. Also we followed. These are niyam. Then, by the grace of past lila is as Krishna, as Radhika, past times, as name is himself Krishna. The past times of Krishna, lila of Krishna is himself Krishna and Radhika. No? So, but they will do mercy and they will come in our heart. We cannot bring these leelas. Automatically, by the grace of Yoga Maya, our Hladini and Sambit is bhakti. That leela is the same thing. It will come out in our heart. Yam Niyam. And after this, asan. Asan means to be in a place, not going hither and thither. Mind is not going hither and thither. Always remember it. Try to remember. Mind will not be fixed on a certain point at the leela or the roop or the name. But when we try, this is called yam-niyam asan. Pranayam you don't require. Pranayam. It comes dhyan. Patyahar. Patyahar means we are trying to come to a certain point, certain leela. Name, roop, goon, leela. But mind is going hither and thither. So, unko leela mein lane ke liye, to bring them to that certain point, it is called pratyahar. When money is something, mind is something fixed, but yet he goes, then it is called dhyan. After that comes nididhyasan or dhruvanusmriti. Dhruvanusmriti, like madhu, honey, if we sell it, there is a link from bottom to top, top to bottom. So mantramayi upasana then comes. In the dhyan first, it will come mantramayi upasana. No? And after that, this mantramayi upasana will be changed into series or chain, and it will be called Swarashiki. This is called upasana. Shankaracharya has told it upasana. Upasana means word upasana. Upa-asana. You know the word upasana?
Near.
Upasana means what word in English?
Upa means near.
Upa means near. Asana means to sit. We are upasana. You are nearer to me. My asana and your asana are together. So when We will sit near Radha Krishna. No other anxiety, nothing there. With Dhruva and Smriti, being in the same stage, when we will come to Radha and Krishna, this is called Upasana. Otherwise it is not pure Upasana. So here, Raghunath Das Goswami is in Nididhyasana or Dhruva Smriti or God, very thick dhyana. And he is remembering these lila. He has forgotten, I am Raghunath Das Goswami. I am in here. Anyone is here. He is, by his remembrance, he is feeling that Srimati is sitting here. And I am decorating her. I am giving all these things. When yat prantalesa lavalesa bhiguru nitena, this is this Lord. He is remembering that he has given golden chain here, golden all, everything he has given. So he has given golden things to
Taurings.
And here, what?
Anklets.
Anklets, golden. And so valuable things. Now he is thinking that I will worship Srimati Radhika's eyes. And these eyes are top of all Sri Anga. Anga means?
Limbs or parts of the body.
Parts of the body. This is main thing. Lila Vilas Malli can be seen and be done only by eyes. No? So he is going to give, decorate, and he wants that, oh, Srimati Radhike, you are Suvarnangi. Suvarnangi, golden angi.
Limbs, golden limbs.
Answer. Radhika is of only of Mahabhava. Everything of his body is of Krishna Mahabhava. Mahabhava Sarupani Radha Thakurani in Chaitanya Chaitanya. And he is taking bath three waters. Perhaps you have heard. Karunyamrita. Karunyamrita. Angulamanyamrita. Kishore Avastha. That is Pogand. And Kishore. That is called Vayasandhi. Very, very beautifulness comes in Srimati Radhika body. After that, pure Kishore comes. So, he has taken snan, vat from all these things. Now, again, he is giving avaran to Srimati Radhika and ornaments to Srimati Radhika. He has decorated that choti. He has given sindoor here. He has given everything, but he has not worshipped her eyes. Then he remembered her eyes. He felt so much happy in her heart. Now he is telling, I am going to give kajal. Kajal in
kajal. Yeah, the black ointment around the eyes.
What is this? The all anga means
Parts.
I have decorated by so many beautiful things. Golden and Jawaharat, Hira and all these things, pearls. But the best thing in his parts, I am going to give black thing. No mulya at all, no valuable anything. I am going to give. O Srimati Radhike, I am so there means desperate, that while I want to worship this, your eyes, by this kajal. Why kajal? Kajal is meaning in Sanskrit. Jal means jalana. Jalana means burnt. Anything burnt, and when it becomes black, that is kajal. Here, ghee given in a rui pot. Rui means cotton.
Ghee wick. Perhaps the ghee wick, the wick.
If we keep any pot there, there, and if ghee is burning with cotton, this thing is very, very much good for eyes. Anything also. So kajal means burning thing. He is telling that I am now give him kajal to your eyes. It is not kajal, but it is bish.
Poison.
So much poison it has. I am fearing to give this this poison in your eyes. Why? Because when Krishna sees, he becomes faint. So certainly it is poison. Poison in your eyes. By giving so. If it is Krishna, Srimati Radhika's eyes are very big as a lotus, and if anyone, Krishna or any Sakhi, gives this kajal, it comes to this point. I'm so beautiful. So having seen, if Krishna sees, the fact that Krishna becomes faintless. So I think it is not a good thing, but it is like
poison.
Now, Srimati Radhika is telling, oh yes, but
he's not here.
Radhika is telling, ask him, you are telling kajal that it is poison. How it is poison? She replied, that is Tulsi or Rati Manjari, certainly it is poison. She is giving instance. Examples that of Radha Sudhanidhi, Prabodhanam Sarsadiya. Bansi Karanipatitam, Skhalitam Sikhandam, Bhrashtancha Pitavasanam, Brajaraj Sunu, Jasya Kataksha, Saraghat Nibhurchitena, Tangaradhika Parichirami Kadarasena. The meaning of this slope that Prabodhana is telling that O Srimati Radhike, you should be Jayayukta. Jayukta, you know? All glory to...
All victorious.
All
victorious.
Aham. Victorious. Be victory are victorious. Why? I want to serve you by a rush system. Rush system, you know? A rush. Krishna-like rush, Radha-like rush. When my day will come, that I will serve you by rush, telling any pastimes of Krishna to you, remembering the pastimes of Krishna, how to meet Krishna, how to do avishar, and all these things are rasmayi upasana, as Manjari or Lalita Vishakha, they do. So when there will time that I will serve you with her rush, especially I think that only from the corner of your eyes in this sloka, jat prant desh lava lesa bighur nitena. That is, has been written in English meaning.
With the slightest movement from the corner of your eyes.
Only by small corner of his eye, not by whole eyes. Then what happened I know, don't know. Only by very small corner of this eyes, if Srimati Radhika says, sees to Krishna, what happens? He is telling. Prantadesh, mane only anshik, anshik means partly she is seeing, not wholly she is seeing. Yet Krishna, lovelace, bighurnitena mane, there is a netra vilas. Netra vilas means, as Krishna and Srimati Radhika and Gopi are playing, doing rash, they are doing pasakhela. Pasakhela, you know?
Chess?
What this is?
Chess. Playing, gambling with...
Gambling. When gambling is going on, any sakhi, Krishna is so much
concentrate
that he does not know where he has kept Bansi. And any sakhi takes it. Then Radhika says, he knows that it has been stolen. And he says that you should keep your Bansi on thou. Understand?
Mm-hmm.
Then Krishna remembers, where is my Bansi? to keep on the... Then all sakhi begins to clap. Krishna is then defeated in the meantime because he is nervous.
Yeah.
And Radhika wins. So all sakhi are clapping. And now Krishna is where this is. Here in this leela, Krishna willingly thinks that if they will take my Bansi, I will have chance to talk and to touch them, to see them, to do any vila. So he has done it willingly. No. But they are not. No.
Everyone is cheating the other.
Krishna is cheating them and they are cheating. So this is called Rasena Seva. So if Srimati Radhika, loveless means very partly, Bighurini Tena, this is called the Netra Vilas. If a Naik and Naika, Premi and Premika, has not seen each other for a long time, that is called Vipralamba. And if there are so many persons there, father, mother, and all others are there, and they are meeting, as if Krishna is meeting with Radhika in Surya Grahan at Kurukshetra. All are present. They can speak, but they can speak only by the eyes. Everything which cannot be told by mouth can be told by eyes, each other. So this is called a netra vilas. In English, what is netra vilas? Mane eyes vilas.
Past time?
No word there. You will have to
understand
only. Netra vilas. If Srimati Radhika is seeing towards Krishna, and Krishna is seeing towards Krishna, face comes sometimes yellow, sometimes black, sometimes very red, something. So many things are going on. Shweta Bindu is coming, sweets are coming, sometimes very laughing mood, sometimes so much things are. These are called netra vilas. And eyes movement makes them both, and they are playing like so. So begin, Krishna at once, only by the corner of Radhika is doing or telling something to Krishna and sing towards Krishna. What happens? Bansi karan nipatita. She becomes at once senseless. And at that time, Bansi, what?
Falls out.
Falls down. And his morpankha,
peacock
feathers, goes down. Why? Because his nonsense is doing like so. So perhaps it is going towards the feet of Srimati Radhika. And pitabhasanam brajarajasino bhrashtancha pitabhasanam. His pitabhasan means
yellow cloth.
Where it is, Krishna does not know. It falls down from his soldiers. At that time, if there is father and mother of Krishna is going on cowherding, and she is seeing towards Radhika. And at first, when Krishna is going on, Radhika is only seeing from a very high place. But Krishna is going on. Krishna is not seeing. Radhika is only seeing. But it happened that he knew by any means that Radhika is here, and he saw her. Then Radhika did like this, or covered his face, her face. Krishna became at once like fell, and Bansi fell down. All these fell down. Only by the eyes of Karna, partly it was seen. If Srimati Radhika has seen wholly, fully to Krishna, what happened? He is telling so, Bighurni Tena, Pranta Desh, Lavales. Lavales means, what is written? Lavales, and very partly.
Slight portion.
What happens? Krishna becomes faint and so on. Krishna is told, Baddha Khanat Bhavati Krishna Karindra Uchai. Krishna is like mad elephant. He is in Srimad Bhagavat. He is called Swarat Purush. Janamadasya Jata Anvayadi Tartasya. Itartasya first slogan.
Abhigya
swarat te me brahma hidajad kavaye muyanta jatsu. He is swarat. Swarat means
independent.
Quite independent. Everywhere he is quite independent. But here, being quite independent, here this matta hasti, hasti means elephant, become tightened in four feet are tightened. In shikal, shikal you know, chain.
Shackles.
Shackle.
Chain.
Chain. Not only chain. In chain, thorns are there.
Spikes.
Huh?
Spikes.
Spikes.
Metal thorns. Made out of iron.
That mad-headed elephant cannot move here and there. She cannot do anything wrong. So, with the chain, this has been tightened, all these things. So, Srimati Radhika's only sing from the corner is like that sankal with thorns in Krishna feet. And Krishna feet means heart. Krishna is quite independent here by the Radhika's eyes of the corners.
It's captured
fully. Kanad bhavati Krishna karindra uchai. Uchai means very tightened.
Tightly.
He's
captured.
Here he telling that once Krishna came to Srimati, passing his time, went to Chandravali, and from there she is coming to Srimati. Srimati is not talking with Krishna. Why you are not talking? I have done no offense. She is not. Oh, you are very simple and so satyavadi. Satyavadi means?
Truthful.
Oh, so truthful. I have nothing to say you. Krishna tells that, no, you are making joke, cutting joke to me. I have told nothing lie to you. No, you are not liar. When I'm saying that you are liar, you are cheater, you are so, you are very good person. I bow down to you because you are Nil Lohit Rudra. Nil Lohit Rudra, you know, Rudra is Shankar. Nil Lohit means
blue
and red. Why she is telling? I am bowing down to you, Nil Lohit Rudra, because he has some sign of this red and this kajal, black, because when Krishna sees, Krishna wants to worship these eyes. What is the meaning of kissing? He wants to kiss the eyes. What to do, he does not think. He cannot imagine what to do. So all these signs comes to Krishna. So he sees telling that you are Nil Lohit Rudra. So she is remembering that when Krishna sees the corner of eyes and takes sign of that thing, I should wear and worship these eyes, most important parts of this body, with that causal. Why causal? Because Krishna is black. One sakhi is telling Krishna, asking Krishna, why you are black? Why you become black? Oh, you don't know? I have taken birth in midnight, and that night was black. So I became black. Another Sakhi told that, no, this is not main factor, but some part. But you, your mother has given black cow's milk to you. His calf was black, cow was black, and similarly you come there. One Sakhi is telling that, no, this is not main factor, cause. But main cause is that gopis love you very much. And they want to take you in their eyes. And you are black. So gopis wears this kajal and takes you in their eyes. So you, by kajal aram, you become black. So the Sakhi is telling, that is Tulsi Manjari, Arati Manjari is telling, that it is so important, importance of your kajal, that Krishna becomes mad by seeing this. So I want to worship by the color which Krishna body. This is the prabha, anga prabha of Krishna body. Anga prabha, you know?
Color
of Krishna body. Ajishyam, black. And this called kajal is like Krishna. So Srimati Radhika likes this color. And want to put this color as if she is putting Krishna in her eyes. So I want to declare it and want to worship by this very thing, good thing. Whether it is not jewels and not golden, but I think that it is more than jewels and golden. Krishna does not kiss golden, all these things, but kiss this thing. So for your happiness and Krishna happiness, I want to decorate your eyes and worship your eyes by this kajal. Then he is putting this kajal in her eyes. So many pastimes comes in the heart of Rati Manjari. And by Rati Manjari, Srimati Radhika is remembering all these pastimes and becomes so happy and gives his necklace. So by giving any ornament or anything, Abhar, she always remembering the past tense which has been offered with Krishna and Radha. So when we are praying all these things, we should remember. We may remember and pray that they may do seva like this in our Guru Sakhi garden, in under Guru Sakhi, all this seva.
One shlok. One ocean. That's like ocean. This is mantra upasana.
Now, what I told, this is Swarashtri Upasana, not mantra. Because he is giving chain. Vilap Kusumanjali. Kusumanjali, so many flowers, garland, she is giving. So this is called mantra upasana.
Swarashtri.
In a chain.
But when we only meditate on one verse,
then it will be mantra upasana.
But
it has so many chants in one slope.
Yeah. That is, when you meditate, it has so many
chants. Yeah. So, this is Swarashtri. Any Leela. I think any word of Srimad Bhagavata or any word of this Vilap Kusumanjali is Swarashtri upasana.
At the stage that we are doing, we are aspiring for mantra.
You should not do now. It will calm itself.
When we meditate on a verse, what is it? Is it, can it be called mantra upasana? No, not yet.
No.
Not yet.
We have not entered in upasana. We are only trying and now hearing. After this effect will come, that we will go in. surely it will give any fruit now and then. Surely. I hope.
Please continue to hope.
You have served so much your Gurudev, spiritual master. He has mercy upon you by and by. You have not did any effort for this. It has come from His mercy. You never tried for this. I think that you have always done that these things do not come, should not come. But yet, by His mercy it has come. And so easily it has come, or it is coming, so easily.
Somebody is making it very easy.
Your Gurudev is making it easy. I think that seed has come and it will grow on. It will be ankurit. Ankurit means
sprout.
A sprout will come. And leaves will come. Flowers will come. And last fruit will come. At first it will come unripe, half ripe, and it will be ripe, so sweet. And it is not sahajiya, because it is coming by the grace of we should do advance slowly and slowly. If I am not found yet, the seed will with sprout and all other things, all these things will come anyhow, they will come. Understand what I am want to speak?
At what you just said now? You said that if you had not...
No. If we don't meet...
That's what I said. It would still come.
But yet, it will not dry.
No.
We have a seed. You have already given the seed.
I am... Anyhow, you have... And it will go on. Great will come, and you will try anyhow, and by the mercy of them, past lila and all.
But seeds do not grow without water.
If you are thirsty, you will seek water, where water will be. Water, there will be arrangement for water. How to do meaning? I have told all these things. I have not read anything anywhere, but seeing the words and seeing the manner of Krishnadas Goswami in Chaitanya Charitamrita, of any slope he has done so marvelously. And in Govinda Lilamrita, Bhakti Goswami Sindhu, we see. And the idea and the method of Vishwanath Bhakti Thakur I have seen. And by that method, I have given all these things.
They are your Shiksha Gurus.
Certainly. I take it that Vishwanath Bhakti Thakur is my Shiksha Guru in this life. And Rupa Goswami is Guru of Shiksha Guru of Shiksha Guru. Is all about. My spiritual master is also my Shiksha Guru and Diksha Guru.
when remembering, we remember the parampara, our guru parampara. We remember them both in their position as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's followers, and we also remember them in their Manjari position. So can you tell us, I do not know all of the persons who they are. Gorkeshwar Das Babaji Maharaj, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj.
They will all manifest. We will go advance in this. They will all manifest who are
they. They will reveal themselves.
Certainly. They are so merciful. They will do it all. When we have come to this stage, from a very wrong stage, we have come to this stage. I hope that you will also go up to this stage.
We also go on doing hearing, chanting and preaching, and also try to do hear, chant, all these things in advance, something advances to the kirtan, the sraman, and nine kinds of bhaktis are also in the raganga, in vaidhi too, but some differ. In a raganga, in vaidhi bhakti, in vaidhi bhakti, we will hear Harikatha of Prahlad Maharaj, Chitraketu Maharaj, Dhruva, Narada and Prahlad, Narada and Vyas, up to ninth canto and in all these things. This is Sraman. What we have greed, this only Harikatha we will like.
Satisfied.
And we'll go to certain person, not everywhere, who will tell all Harikatha. Chanting the name Hare Krishna, at that time in Vaidhi Bhakti, we were chanting Hare Krishna. But now something, bhavana will be chanted. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. As the idea of Raghunath Das Goswami, idea of Gopal Guru, Dhyan Chanda, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Raghunath Das Goswami,
Jiva Goswami,
and up to Vishwanath Chakravarti, after that also, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, and Gaurkishore Das Babaji Maharaj. Kutha go mei, prema mai radhe, radhe, radhe. Krishna bhakha vilashini, radhe, radhe. He's doing chanting like this.
What is this?
Eh?
What mantra is this?
This is maha, maha, maha mantra.
Gorkeshwar Das Babaji used to chant like this. So sweet.
So sweet. So many lines.
Very lovely.
With his eyes in tears in his eyes, and loudly, crying bitterly, he used to sing all these lines. Kothaye go, where, oh, Sundirad, where are you? Premamai, Radhe Radhe, Krishna Bhaksha, this is Bhaksha of Krishna, Bilashini, lying down at the breast of Srimati Krishna, O Radhe, where now you are, and crying bitterly. Kunja Bilasini, Radhe Radhe, where, O Radhe, where you are.
Tumar Kangal, Tumai Dake.
Tumar Kangal, Tumai Dake.
Radhe Radhe.
I am
so much a beggar, and only beggar at your door, not to any other door. So this Kangali is yours, and praying you that once you should give me your darshan, and rakho mero pran, amar pran rakho, save me my life. So on.
Can you sing it?
Hmm?
Can you sing it?
I don't remember all this. Some lines. This will create more greed. How to do all this in sadhana and bhajana of Srimati Radhika? An object will naturally come to a fixed point. Radha Dasya. For serving in so manner. This is called Radha Nila.
By your mercy.
Not my mercy, but it is the mercy of sin. Who has brought you from hell to this place? This state, everything, what we are doing, everything is going on the feet of, lotus feet of that spiritual master. How he was so merciful, at that time he could not give you, but he has will to give this.